Today on From His Heart with Pastor Jeff Shreve, learn how to grow your faith and rock your world.
Listen, faith grows as you focus on God's track record. When you get weak in faith, you look at what God has promised, and you look at what God has done in the past. And the God who worked in the Old Testament, the God who worked in the New Testament, is the same God who wants to work today and answer our prayers today and rock the house and rock our world and shake the place as we trust Him and as we believe Him. There is tremendous truth, there is blessedness, there is hope.
This is From His Heart with Pastor Jeff Shreve. Thank you for joining us today as Pastor Jeff concludes his inspiring series, Rock Your World, Unleashing the Power of Prayer. Today's lesson is called The Law of Answered Prayer. And here's the truth. Answered prayer is not supposed to be something out of the ordinary. There is not an unproven theory of answered prayer. That is not the norm in the Christian life. According to Pastor Jeff, there is a law of answered prayer, and that's what we're looking at today. Now, if you missed any lessons from this dynamic series about prayer, you can listen again online anytime at fromhisheart.org. And today is the last day we'll be offering Pastor Jeff's booklet, Unveiling the Mystery of Prayer, for your support from His Heart this month. You can go online to get your copy of this timely and timeless resource. But now, let's learn how to tap into God's law of answered prayer. Open your Bible now to the book of 1 John. Here now is Pastor Jeff.
God wants to answer prayer. So let's tap into the law of answered prayer. How can you and I get our prayers answered? Well, three keys to the law of answered prayer. Key number one, God answers when we pray from a pure heart. There are some things that you have to have in order for God to answer prayer. One of them is a pure heart. Verse 14 talks about the confidence, the boldness. This is the confidence. That word means boldness to speak. Draw near with confidence to the throne of grace, the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 14, with boldness. Now, how can you have confidence before God if your heart is not right with God? Have you ever tried to pray about a situation in your life, in your family, for another person, and you knew that your heart wasn't right with God? Has anyone ever done that? Can I see your hand? You know, we've all done that before. And while you're praying, you're just thinking, my heart's not right. I got unforgiveness in my heart. I got this sin that I'm not willing to deal with. And God will not hear our prayer if our heart's not right with Him. He says that in Psalm 66, verse 18. If I regard wickedness, iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear. So in order to have a pure heart so that God can hear my prayer, I must confess my sins. So that's the first key to answered prayer. God answers when we pray from a pure heart. Second key, God answers when we pray according to His will. Look at 1 John 5 again. This is the confidence which we have before Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. Anything according to His will. Now, God doesn't promise to answer prayers that are outside of His will. He says, I will answer according to my will. Now, here's the big question. How do I know what God's will is so that I can pray according to His will? He says He'll answer whatever I pray that's according to His will, so I'd be a dummy to not pray according to His will. So how do I know what that is? Well, the will of God is revealed in the Word of God. Psalm 119, verse 105, Thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. God guides us and God reveals His will through His word. And God's will never contradicts His word. Now, when you know the will of God, you can have confidence when you pray. Confidence, because you know what God wants. John Bassanio, in that book, The Power of Positive Praying, brings up the fact that many times Christians have learned to pray, and at the end of their prayer, they tack on this little caveat, if it be your will. He said, this Bible never talks about that. Jesus prayed, not my will, but thine be done. He wasn't like saying, God, I don't know what your will is here, so if it be your will. And Bassanio brings out the point that the little phrase, if it be your will, have you ever heard people pray like that? They ask God for something, if it be your will. That's kind of like saying, you know, God, I don't want to put my neck on the line here. I don't want to really commit myself to saying that I believe that you're going to do this. So I just back off. And if it be your will, if you're planning to do it anyway, God, then it's just okay with me. But that's not prayer that's got power to it. That's not prayer that really is taking the promises of God and clinging to those. So we're to say, Lord, you have said this is your will. And Lord, I believe that. So the law of answered prayer. God answers when we pray from a pure heart. God answers when we pray according to his will. And God answers when we pray in faith. Look at James chapter 1. Bible says in James 1, 5, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all men generously and without reproach, and it will be given to him. And then it goes on to say this, but let him ask in faith without any doubting. For the one who doubts is like the surf of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man expect that he will receive anything from the Lord, being a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. You and I are to ask in faith without any doubting. To know that, God, this is what you said you want to do. And so, Lord, I am claiming what you said you want to do, and I'm trusting that you're going to do it. See, faith is not just believing God can do, but that God will do. And there's a big difference. I think most of us in here believe that God can save this person or that person or the other person. I think most of us in here believe that God can do a miracle in financial needs. I mean, we know that God can heal. We've read about God healing. But it's not so much that God can do, it's that God will do. And I think that's where we have the problem. We say, Lord, I know you can do this, but I'm not so sure you are going to do this in my life. And so if it be your will, we have that little caveat in there, and God says, well, you're not really believing me. You don't have much power in your prayer because you're not believing that I'm going to do what I said I would do. Romans chapter 4, verses 19 through 21, the scripture says this about Abraham. And without becoming weak in faith, he contemplated his own body, now as good as dead, since he was about 100 years old, and the deadness of Sarah's womb. She was 90, and they had never had any children, and God had promised them a child. Well, how is that going to happen? How many 90-year-old women do you know that have children? They don't have it. They wouldn't want it, but they don't have it. You know, back then, she wanted a child really bad. She lived for many, many years after that. But he contemplated his own life, and it says this, yet with respect to the promise of God, because when he was 70 and Sarah was 60, God promised him a son. Yet with respect to the promise of God, he did not waver in unbelief, but grew strong in faith, giving glory to God and being fully assured that what he had promised, he was also able to perform. God, you promised this. And God, I believe that you are able to do what you promised you will do. And he grew strong in faith. See, you and I need to look and to pray that way, to find out what God has promised, and then to cling to those promises and make those promises personal and take those promises to heaven's bank and say, God, this is what you promised. And God, this is what I'm believing you for, and this is what I'm trusting you for. Now, the thing that God doesn't say is when. So often God doesn't say when. He didn't tell Abraham when he was going to have a son. He just said, you're going to have one. So with respect to the promise of God, he didn't waver in unbelief, but he grew strong in faith because he said what God has promised, he's also able to perform. Let me give you a great scripture about the promises of God. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20. For as many as may be the promises of God in him, in Jesus, they are yes. Wherefore also by him is our amen to the glory of God through us. Say, what does that mean? It means every time you run across a promise in the word of God, that is God saying, yes, yes, that's for you. For as many as may be the promises of God in him, in Jesus, they are yes. And God says, if you're in my son, if you've received my son as Savior and Lord, those promises are yours. In the book of Acts, Peter said, for the promise is for you and your children and for all who are far off, as many as the Lord our God shall call to himself. So the promises of God are for you and they're for me. Wherefore also by him, that verse goes on to say in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, wherefore also by him is our amen to the glory of God through us. When we take the promises of God and we say, let it be so, Lord. That's what amen means. Let it be so. Lord, let that be so in my life. Lord, you have a promise that you're going to provide for my needs. Let it be so in my life. That brings glory to God. God loves it when we do that. See, God, it's interesting about God. God has given us all these things, and then he doesn't just pour them out. He says, I want you to operate by faith. Be it done to you according to your faith. If you will believe me enough to claim those things that are already yours, I'll just pour them out all over you. I mean, you just be lavished with gifts and good things. But if you don't believe me, if you're like the 10 spies in Israel who said, we can't go into the promised land, there are giants in that land, there's no way we can do it, then you're not going into the land. You're going to wander around in the wilderness for 40 years till you die. And you're not going to experience all that I had planned for you. And that just as it happened in the Old Testament, it can happen today to you and to me. And we can have so many things that we pray for that God wants to answer, but we don't have faith to believe. And God says, let not that man expect to receive anything from the Lord, being an unstable man, being a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. God says, you have to believe. You have to trust me, and you have to cling to my word and bring that to me day after day and say, Lord, you promised. Lord, your word says this, and I believe it, and I'm not going to grow weak in faith. See, the time element can make all of us get weak in faith because we say this isn't happening. Abraham had times where he did get weak in faith. He got weak in faith when it came to Hagar, and his wife said to him, hey, you know, God promised a son. Maybe he's going to give us a son through Hagar, our Egyptian maid. So you need to have a son with Hagar. Abraham said, you think? He said, yeah, you need to do that. Okay, if I have to. I mean, he was weak in faith there. And God says, I'm not giving you a son through Hagar. I'm giving you a son through Sarah. It's not going to be the son of the flesh. It's going to be the son of the promise. It's going to be the son of miracle birth because Sarah can't have children. 30-year-old Hagar can have children. But 90-year-old Sarah can't. It's a miracle, and my promise comes through a miracle. And Abraham had to believe even when it took a long time. Hey, are you waiting on something? It's taking a long time, but it's a promise you're clinging to. Maybe it is the salvation of a loved one. Maybe you need to change your praying for that person, just like that woman in that story John Bassanio told. Started to thank God and believe God that he was going to save her husband. But hey, just because it hasn't happened yet, don't grow weak in faith. Grow strong in faith and say, God, you promised. And you keep bringing those promises before the Lord. Now, I heard about a preacher, and he had a 5-year-old daughter. And his 5-year-old daughter came to him one day when he was in his study at home, And he was reading a book, and she said, "Daddy," she said, "would you build me a playhouse in the backyard so that I could have a fort and go to this fort and this little playhouse and have my dolls and all that stuff in there?" And he said, "Yes, I'll do that." She said, "Really?" He said, "Yes, darling, I'll build you a playhouse in the backyard." She was so excited. And so she left her dad, and he went back to his books, and he was studying and preparing for a sermon. And she went to her bedroom, and she started to gather up her dolls and her tea set and her toys and her playthings, and she started to bring big handfuls out into the backyard and started to pile up all this stuff in the corner of the backyard. And so the pastor put down his books, and he said to his wife, he said, "Hey, what's she doing out there?" And the wife said, "Well, you promised her you were going to build a playhouse for her, and she's just getting ready to receive the promise." Well, this pastor put down his book, and he went to the lumber yard, and he said, "Man, I got to build this playhouse. My daughter's already setting up shop over there." And he got busy, and he got to work. And he relates that to prayer. He said, "Why did I do that? Why did I stop what I was doing? Why did I get up and build that playhouse for her? Was it because she asked me?" He said, "No." "Was it because she deserved it?" He said, "No. It was because I had promised her. And my word and my name and my reputation, that was all on the line. And she was believing my promise and already setting up and preparing for this thing that Dad had promised. And that's why I got up and did what she had asked me to do, because she believed that what I had promised, I was able to perform and I would perform." And I thought, what a cool story. And how much of the time do we think, well, you know, if I live pure enough before God, then he'll do this for me. You know, if I just ask God more and more and more and more, then he'll do this for me. Hey, if you and I would believe the promises of God in our prayers and prepare our lives and say, "God is going to do this because he promised," that gets God to move, because God's name is on the line. God's reputation is at stake. God's word is at stake. And God honors his word. Listen, faith grows as you focus on God's track record. When you get weak in faith, you look at God, what God has promised, and you look at what God has done in the past, and it builds your faith. David said this in Psalm 143, verse 5. "I remember the days of old. I ponder all your great works and think about what you have done." What has God done? God's done so much. One of the reasons I love the Old Testament is because the Old Testament is story after story after story after story of the great things God has done, of great deliverances that God has done when his people looked to him, when his people trusted him, cried out to him. And I could spend my whole ministry just preaching out of the Old Testament the stories that are such visible representations of God working. And the God who worked in the Old Testament, the God who worked in the New Testament, is the same God who wants to work today and do miracles today and answer our prayers today and rock the house and rock our world and shake the place as we trust him and as we believe him.
God never changes. And he still answers prayer as we align ourselves with his will. Pastor Jeff will be back in just a moment on From His Heart to conclude this message, The Law of Answered Prayer, and the series, Rock Your World, Unleashing the Power of Prayer. You know, some have said the three greatest words in the world are, "God loves you," and that's true. Or maybe, "Jesus saves sinners." No doubt, top of the list. But perhaps the most practical for our lives today is this absolute truth. Adrian Rogers, one of Pastor Jeff's heroes in the faith, often said that the three most powerful words were, "God answers prayer." Why did he say that? because God answers prayer. Prayer is an important key to you receiving that miracle in your life. All this month, we've been driving that point home in these messages from Pastor Jeff and the offering of a special resource booklet called Unveiling the Mystery of Prayer. It's our gift for your support this month of any amount. But the month is almost up, so we hope you'll call us today at 866-40-BIBLE, 866-40-BIBLE, or simply go online to fromhisheart.org and request the booklet Unveiling the Mystery of Prayer. And when you do make that gift, we'll also send you Pastor Jeff's 8-message series, Holy Boldness. Thank you for investing in kingdom work through From His Heart. It truly is making a huge difference in the lives of people who will not be able to thank you until you get to heaven. Now, to close out the message today called The Law of Answered Prayer, here again is Pastor Jeff.
Let me ask you, what is the prayer that really is on your heart, the burden that's there on your heart? Maybe it has to do with victory over a particular sin. Maybe that sin is worry. Or maybe that sin is lust. Or maybe that sin is greed. Or maybe that sin is envy. What is it that's on your heart there? Maybe it is the salvation of a loved one. Maybe you're here and you have a prodigal son or a prodigal daughter in your family, and you've raised them right, but they've strayed away from the Lord, and you have such a burden to see them come back. God has a bigger burden than you do to see them come back. Maybe your problem is with finances, and that's what's on your heart. The Lord has promised to meet your needs. If you'll seek Him first, He'll provide for you. Maybe it's deliverance in your marriage. Whatever it might be, get your heart right. Find the promises in God's Word that you can cling to for your situation and begin to praise Him that that's what He wants to do, and begin to gather your tea set and your dolls and stack them up in the corner of the yard and say, God, I'm trusting Your promise. Because as many as may be the promises of God, in Him, they're yes.
Are you clinging to God's promises with a clean heart, with a believing heart, praying in line with God's will? We hope you've really been blessed by this message today in this series on prayer from Pastor Jeff this month. Today we heard part 2 of the message, The Law of Answered Prayer, from the series, Rock Your World, Unleashing the Power of Prayer. You can listen again online to today's broadcast and past messages from this month, or actually from any time this year, when you go to fromhisheart.org, click the radio tab. And you can also order a CD or MP3 download or USB flash drive of the series when you go online. Or you can call 866-40-BIBLE, 866-40-BIBLE. As a listener-supported ministry, we depend on the support of those who are blessed by this broadcast. And this month, we'd like to say thanks by sending you Pastor Jeff's series, Holy Boldness, Lessons from Elijah, the Prophet of Fire. It's available in multiple formats when you make your gift this month. Call 866-40-BIBLE, 866-40-BIBLE, or go to fromhisheart.org to make that gift and join us in reaching out to a world with the good news of Jesus. Well, time is up for today. I'm Larry Nobles. Thank you so much for joining us on this Tuesday, and we pray that you'll be able to be here tomorrow as we close out this month with a message that will wrap up this prayerful month of lessons. Join us on Wednesday when Pastor Jeff will open up God's Word and share real truth, love, and hope from His heart. From His Heart is the listener-supported broadcast ministry of Dr. Jeff Shreve, speaking the truth in love to a lost and a hurting world. Remember, no matter what, God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. Find out more. Go to fromhisheart.org.